This article originally appeared on My MMA News. For Conor McGregor, reinvention, not rebuilding, should be priority. And Conor McGregor was one of the most memorable in UFC history. The sport's most popular star losing by a snap leg seems like deja vu. Anderson Silva, anyone? But the main takeaway I've gotten from the fight was the stagnant style of McGregor. For the most part, his opponents know what they're getting into in the octagon with now. There is no surprise in McGregor's game anymore. We've discussed this topic in the past with From Good to Great, where Chris Weidman fell short as an all-time great, and Kamaru Usman, Good to Great. You can read both of those in the description or at the bottom of the page. The entire premise of those two were examples of how a fighter adapting can make or break their career. In a nutshell, we spoke about how Weidman's career went south after winning the belt and not adapting with what his body was capable of. In Usman, it was the complete opposite. Kamaru Usman saw what his body was doing and he developed a stand-up game for more longevity. In Conor McGregor's case, however, it's not his body that is letting him down, it's his lack of evolution in general. There are very few fighters like Khabib Nurmagomedov who can have the same game plan and impose their will on his opponent every single fight. McGregor is not one of them either. Leading up to UFC 264, Conor McGregor threw barbs at Dustin Poirier asking, "Lafayette wasn't good enough for you?" when Poirier was asked about training in Florida. McGregor's been a staunch supporter of staying loyal to those who got him to the show, most famously John Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh brought him all the way to the Mayweather boxing match. The two achieved much together. But a core tenet of martial arts is knowing that you can always learn more. Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu has an entire market around guest instructors coming to teach at different gyms for new perspectives and techniques. With the statements made by Kavanaugh post-fight, they have been concerning very much to me. He seems out of touch with what happened in the cage at UFC 264. "It was going fantastic. I thought he looked really, really good in there. I wasn't concerned at all. I was actually really, really happy. A few adjustments in between rounds and I thought round two we were on the way to getting a finish." I don't know what's really, really good about a 10-8 round, but Kavanaugh thought he was doing well. In addition to his deafness to that fight, McGregor has really stopped becoming a better fighter. While I'm not calling into the questions the skills and coaching abilities of John Kavanaugh, I am wondering what else Kavanaugh can teach McGregor. Fighters change camps. That's just the name of the business now. Most notably, Justin Gaethje has completely reinvented himself from being a brawler to a master tactician. Gaethje changed his style under the tutelage of Trevor Whitman, whose name I mistakenly tweeted earlier today. Gaethje decided that brawling wasn't going to spell a long UFC career and made the necessary changes. McGregor is also suffering from a similar issue to Rayone Barcelos, except it's self-inflicted. In Rayone Barcelos aging out of competition, I talked about Barcelos being too good and not able to get fights coming up in the ranks. Let's be blunt here. Nobody is turning down a fight with Conor McGregor. He's actually the most called out fighter in the UFC due to the massive payday that comes with fighting him. Instead, McGregor has squandered his prime with the Floyd Mayweather boxing bout and year-long layoffs in between fights. Not fighting in his prime is unequivocally the biggest sin in McGregor's career. I don't think Conor McGregor will ever leave SBG in Ireland. He's doubled down on loyalty time and time again. Parting ways with John Kavanaugh is a long shot for McGregor. That said, he needs a new perspective in his fighting game. It will be hard to lure any top-name coach like Trevor Whitman or Firas Zahabi to train McGregor exclusively in Ireland full-time with the teams they have back home. But that's not to say McGregor and company cannot find a coach or former fighter he likes that isn't high profile of a coach. He can find someone with specific skills he's wanting to implement, whether it be Taekwondo, Sambo, or you name the sport. He has more money than what he knows what to do with. With the addition of a new asset, he can truly find a new wrinkle to his game. Conor McGregor has a long road of physical therapy ahead of him. Having undergone surgery in his snapped leg today, he will recover and be out likely for another year. He will not be the same person when he returns. If he returns the same old Conor McGregor, we will see similar game plans and more losses. Staying how he is now, Conor McGregor will never make another title run. He will need to reinvent himself.